வந்தேகம்
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 25th of July, 1966, in New York, New York.
जन्म कर्म में दिव्यम जो व्यक्ति तत्ततः तत्रा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति कौन्तेय लॉर्ड कृष्ण सेज दैट द प्रोसेस ऑफ माय बर्थ एंड द process of my activities, they are all transcendent. And anyone who can understand the transcendental activities, appearance, disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the result is that Tatta deham punarjanma naiti. Mameti kaunte. The result is that anyone who understands these transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord, tatata, in truth, the result is that he becomes a liberated person. Tatta deham. Tatta means by quitting, by giving up this present material body, he at once is transferred to the spiritual world. Takta deham punarjanma naiti. He does not require to come back here in this material world, to have this material body. He at once develops his own spiritual body, just like Krishna. This is the process. Simply, by understanding the transcendental activities and the appearance and disappearance, he becomes fully spiritualized, and the result is that he does not get the spiritual body is already existing. I am spirit. I have got my spiritual body. But that body is now covered by this matter. So, by understanding the transcendental activities of Sri Krishna, by Sri Krishna consciousness, one can become liberated. And what is the result of that liberation? That is also spoken in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says, Mam upeta kaunteya, my dear Arjuna, kaunteya, son of Kunti, please note it, that mam upeta, anyone who comes to me, mam upetta pauntiya dukhalam asasatam napnubanti, that he does not come again to this material world, which is dukhalam, dukhalam, a place of misery. This material world is certified by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the place of misery. Now, if this place is made for that purpose, just to give us miseries only, how you can make it a place of happiness? The place is meant for that purpose. The Lord Krishna says that somebody, anybody who comes back to me, he hasn't got to come back again to this place of misery. Tattadeham punarjanmanaiti maneti. And again he says, mamupetakantiya dukkhalayam asasatam. This place is full of miseries. We are deluded, illusion. We are accepting this place as permanent settlement. We are making plans, so many plans, to make a permanent settlement. But the Lord says, it is not only full of misery, asasatam, you cannot remain here permanently. However, make your plan to live here permanently, you cannot live here. You have to give up. You can spoil your energy for making this material world very comfortable. Or you may live for some years very comfortably, but cruel death will come and snatch you from all comfortable position and put you into another position which is beyond your control. You cannot say that I have made my position very secure and very comfortable with great endeavor, by advancement of economic development, by advancement of material science. Let me remain here. I am very happy. The time will say, no, that will not be allowed. You must leave immediately. Immediately, without delay. You know, your President Kennedy, he was going in a procession, and the time came, and he had to leave everything at once, without any hesitation. You cannot hesitate. So, we are in the grief of the material nature. However, we may declare ourselves that we are independent. We are not independent. We are dependent, completely dependent. We may foolishly mislead ourselves by the sense of independence. No, we are not independent. You are completely under the control of the material nature. Devi jesa gunamai mamamaya durutaya. The material nature is so strong that it is very difficult to get out of the entanglement. But there is a way. That is also said in the Bhagavad Gita. Mami vaja prabandante. Maya Nitang Tarantite. Anyone who surrenders unto me, the whole process of material activities, material nature is going on under this principle that we are required to go back to the eternal world to get our eternal life. An eternal, blissful knowledge. These things are awaiting us. But if we do not try, do not endeavor for attaining that sublime position and spoil our desired energy in making an adjustment of this temporary material world, that is our foolishness. You will find in the 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Namam prabaddante mūḍhā duṣkitino narādhamā māyaya apṛhita jñāna āsuri bhāvamāśrita. Lord says that there are persons who are duṣkitino, दुष्कृतना मिसक्रियंट्स मूढ़ा पुलिस दुष्कृतना मूढ़ा एंड नराधमा एंड द लोएस्ट ऑफ द ह्यूमन काइंड एंड माया अपृत ज्ञाना एंड दे हैव बीन प्लांडर्ड ऑफ देयर रियल नॉलेज बाय द स्ट्रिंजेंट लॉज ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर सच पीपल डू नॉट कम अनटू मी सो दीज थिंग्स हैव इफ वी स्टडी भगवद गीता वी हैव टू टेक इट भगवद गीता एज इट इज वी कैनॉट गिव आवर ओन इंटरप्रिटेशन जस्ट टू सूट आवर पर्पज दीज थिंग ऑलरेडी बीन एक्सप्लेन इन दिस फोर्थ चैप्टर दैट इट इज अंडरस्टूड बाय द परंपरा सिस्टम बाय द डिसाइप्लिक सक्सेशन सो वी हैव टू टेक अप दिस नॉलेज फ्रॉम द डिसाइप्लिक सक्सेशन एंड दिस भगवद गीता वॉज स्पोकन सम मिलियंस ऑफ इयर्स बिफोर टू द सन गॉड दैट इज ऑल्सो स्टेटेड एंड द सन गॉड instructed this Bhagavad Gita again to Manu, Manu to Ikkhaku, and in this way, this is coming by disciplic succession. But during the time of Kurukshetra war, that great philosophy of yoga system of Bhagavad Gita was lost, and therefore Lord Krishna again said to Arjuna, therefore, if we want to understand Bhagavad Gita, then we have to understand as Arjuna understood it. That is the process. So here the Lord says that janma karma me dibhyam, my appearance and disappearance. Mark this word, appearance and disappearance. Birth and death is not applicable to law. Birth and death is applicable to this material body. The material body has its birth and the material body has its death, dissolution. But the spiritual body is eternal. It has neither death nor birth. Therefore, the spiritual body, the exact language to be used, appearance and disappearance. I have several times spoken in this meeting, just like the sun. The sun disappears and appears. For the sun, there is no question of birth and death, because sun is eternal. Anything eternal. So, when the Lord comes, it is just like the sun appears and sun disappears. It does not mean because we do not see Krishna just now in our presence. Of course, in transcendental sense, when we acquire that transcendental sense, we see Krishna through this Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is Krishna. It's not, Bhagavad Gita is not different from Krishna. That is the, sense of absolute knowledge. In the absolute world, there is no difference between the person and the words. Just like this tape recorder, it is being recorded. My words or my songs are being recorded. But they are different from me. This is dual, the world of duality. But at the absolute world, there is no such difference. Just like you are chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This name Krishna and the personality Krishna is the same. Hare Krishna means when I hear sound, the transcendental sound vibration, Krishna, that means Krishna is on my tongue, on my ear. Therefore, if we chant this vibration of transcendental sound with devotion and with attention, that is the highest type of meditation and yoga. And very easy. The process is that you chant Hare Krishna and exactly the same sound is here. So your mind is concentrated on this Krishna, and Krishna is not different. This sound Krishna is not different from personhood. Therefore, when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, it is as good as Krishna. Therefore, it is stated here that mind, appearance, disappearance and activity and glories, they are dibbam. Dibbam means transcendental. They do not belong to this world of duality. This world is of duality. But transcendental means that it is above this dualism. It is the absolute world. So anyone who understands this fact, that Krishna is not different from the sound Krishna, Krishna is not different from this Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is not different from anything which is connected with Krishna. These things have to be understood. The whole world is the representation of the energy that we learn in the seventh chapter, is the manifestation of the energy of Krishna. And it has been described, there are two kinds of energies, the lower energy and the higher energy. And the higher energy is the living entities, just like we are. We living entities, we belong to the higher nature of the Supreme Lord. Jiva Bhuta Mahabhaho Jayadam Bhajati Jagat. This world is moving. This world is made of lower nature, material. And the higher nature is the living entity. So anything which is connected with Krishna, it becomes to the higher nature. Even in these material things, if it is adopted with Krishna consciousness, then it turns into higher nature. The example has several times repeated, just like you put an iron rod in the fire, it becomes warmer, and gradually it becomes red hot. When it is red hot, it is transformed into the nature of fire. It is no longer iron. Similarly, if you constantly remain in Krishna consciousness, you at once transfer yourself to the higher nature of Krishna. And that is your liberation. And if we can die in higher nature, then this formula, tattadeham punarjanmanaiti, oh, he does not come back again to this material world. So we shall have to try, we shall have to practice this Krishna consciousness in such a way that we shall permanently exist in higher nature. And if we can die in that higher nature, then our place in the transcendental world is reserved. That is the whole thing. In India, there is a common saying. They say, bhajan karo, pujan karo, morte janle hoy. The meaning is that however you may meditate upon, you may be a very great meditator, or you may be a great religionist or yogi, or a very learned scholar, or whatever you may be. But everything will be tested at the time of your death. How far you have made progress, that will be tested at the time of your death. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jana jana bapi smaran loke tadattante kalevaram. Ante. Ante means at the end. Because this body is sure to end. Antavatti me deha. This body is antavatti. It is destined to be ended. As sure as death. But nitya sukta sharirina. Saririna means the spirit spark which is occupying this body. That is nitya, that is eternal. So whole process is that the eternal has to get rid of this non-permanent material contact. And he has to take leave for the spiritual world. So the whole process is that during our present existing life, we have to practice in such a way that we remain constantly on the higher nature, on the spiritual nature. Exactly in the same way, just like you put the iron rod in the fire and make it warmer, 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 and so long it does not get red hot. So it becomes fire. This is practical. In the same way, you have to put yourself in such a way that you are always in, constantly in the higher nature. Not that for 1 hour, 2 hours, we make this association, we try to be in higher nature, and after leaving this place, we again turn to the lower nature. No. We should always, whatever we hear from here, from this place, we should try to understand clearly, without any doubt. Just like Lord Krishna says here, tatta deham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunteya. Anyone who understands Krishna's appearance, disappearance and activities, all these transcendental things, he goes back to the kingdom of Godhead after leaving this body. Now this fact should be clearly understood. So I am trying to make you understand it clearly. How it can be possible? This is possible in this way, that you have to think of Krishna always. How is that the Krishna appears in his transcendental body, and how he disappears. So everything scrutinizely we have to understand. In the Bhagavad Gita you find, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. One has to learn all these things from the person who is in the knowledge of these things. It is not that simply by purchasing one Bhagavad Gita we understand everything. No. Tadvidhi pranipatena puriprasnena sevaya. You have to approach a person who is in the knowledge of the things. Without this, you cannot understand. That is recommended. It is essential in the, in the Vedas also, Kathopanishad. This is said exclusively. Tasmat, tasmat gurum prapaddeta jigyasu seya uttamam. Tasmat, Tasmat means therefore. Therefore means something has been said before. What is that? Tasmat gurum prapaddeta jigyasu sreya uttamam. As soon as we began to ask about the higher nature, that propensity should be awakened. In the lower nature, we are busy in the matter of eating, sleeping, defending, and sense gratification. So we should not be satisfied simply remaining in the lower nature. The human life is made for developing the higher nature. The Vedanta Sutra therefore says, Athata Brahma Jignasa. Now you have got the developed consciousness of human body. Now, this is the time for asking about the Supreme Brahma. So this higher nature has to be developed. This association, this transcendental association is meant for developing that higher nature. Higher nature. We must understand that higher nature, that it, as it is recommended in the Vedas, that tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacchet samitpani srutyam brahmanistam. And again, in the Srimad Bhagavata also it is said that tasmat gurum prapaddeta jigyasu sreya uttamam. In all these scriptures this is said. Without approaching a person who can teach you of the higher nature, you cannot develop. It is not possible to acquire. You have got the higher nature, but to invoke that higher nature, it requires the assistance of a person who is in the higher nature. That is the command. If somebody says that I don't require any help of any spiritual master, that is wrong. That is wrong. You will find all the great persons, so far our Vedic culture is concerned, great learned scholars, just like Shankaracharya, perhaps you have heard the name of Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Nimbarka, Lord Chaitanya. In India, there have been many, many great scholars. Even Krishna. Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he had a spiritual master because he wanted to show the example. He did not require any circumstances to acquire knowledge from any other. But because he was playing just like a human being, so he set the example that he accepted a spiritual master. There are instances. So similarly, Lord Chaitanya also, he accepted a spiritual master. Shankaracharya accepted a spiritual master. That is the system. Evam parampara prapta nyunga rajasaya vidu. The disciplic succession must be accepted. So just like we are trying to understand from Krishna, Arjuna is trying to understand. Arjuna also said to Krishna, Shishasteham Sadhimam Prapannam, just I am surrendering unto you. Accept me as your disciple, Shishya. Shishya means disciple. Shishya. Shishya, this is a grammatical word, Sasdhatu. Sasdhatu, it is a verb from which this word Shishya comes. Shishya means one who accepts voluntarily the disciplinary measures from the hierarchy. He is called a Shishya. So, in order to acquire, in order to be situated in that higher nature, we have to approach a personality like Krishna or his representative. And so the best thing is that Arjuna Arjun, he got this instruction from Bhagavad Gita and he developed that higher nature. So we have to take from Arjun as it is. So we have to keep ourselves always in the higher nature. Then the result will be that at the time of death, at the end, tatta deham, I am now 70 years old, so my days are counted. So I have to give up this body. The warning is already there. So we have to prepare ourselves. Just like when going some outer station from New York to California, if you wanted to go, you have to make your preparation, say, fortnight before, reserving the seat and making all arrangement. Similarly, we must know that we have to leave this body and we must prepare for that. Unless we don't prepare for that, all of a sudden if death comes, then our whole life is spoiled. That is the whole system. So we have to think of Krishna. This is the very easiest process. What are the activities? How Krishna appears? How Krishna disappears? What are the nature of Krishna's activities? So we must try to understand these things. The janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattata. This inquisitiveness, the appearance and disappearance of Krishna and his activities, this inquisitiveness is transcendental inquiries. So we must know it from a person who are in the knowledge, and that way we shall be able to put ourselves constantly in Krishna consciousness, and the result will be that tatta deham, by quitting this body, we shall be at once transferred to the transcendental world. This is the process. Now, in the next sloka, Krishna says that vitarāga bhaya krodha, vitarāga bhaya krodha, manmayāma upāsita, bhavo jnana tapasa, utāmad bhāvamāgata. Krishna says that Arjuna, in the past, there were many sages who, vitarāga bhaya krodha, after surpassing three stages of existence, when they came to Krishna consciousness, they were liberated. Vitarāga bhaya krodha. Now, what is this rāga? Rāga bhaya krodha. Rāga means attachment. Attachment. And vita rāga bhaya. Bhaya means fear. And krodha means anger. So, these three stages are there in our life. And what are these? Rāga, attachment. In the lowest stage of our life, when we do not know what I am, I consider this body myself, this deluded conception of life. This is deluded conception. And when you have got too much attachment for this deluded conception of life, that is called rāga. Rāga. Mostly, people generally, they are acting in this material world with this conception of life, that I am this material body. So they are working whole day and night for making a comfortable life of this material body. So they are born in the stage of rāga, attachment. Attachment. And the next stage is bhaya. Bhaya. And what is that bhaya? Fear. Now, that's a... please don't talk. Bhaya means that there are persons, transcendentalists, who are culturing a transcendental knowledge, but they are very much afraid of conceiving that there is another world, which is spiritual world, And that is also similar like this world. And the personality of Godhead is there. And we have to go there. And we have to live as his servitor. So we carry the ideas of this world to that world. Therefore, we are afraid. There are many transcendentalists who like the impersonal conception of the Supreme Truth. As soon as personal conception of the Supreme Truth is presented there, they are afraid of, oh, it is something material, it is not real. This is Talbhaya. But actually it is not that. Actually, this material world is described in the Bhagavad Gita as the perverted reflection of the actual spiritual world. You'll find in the 15th chapter that this material world is described as a upharted tree whose root is upwards and the branches are downwards. Have you any experience of this upharted tree whose root is upward and the branches and the leaves are downwards? Have you seen any tree like that? You have seen it, but you have forgotten. You have seen, when you see a tree on the bank of a river or bank of a reservoir water, you will find the reflection of the tree, just the opposite number. So similarly, this world, in the 15th chapter, it is described there as an upharted tree. That means the real tree is there. The real tree is there. Just like the example is given and several times that the impersonalists, they describe this world as false. But simply describing this world as false is not sufficient. What is the reality we must know? The example is cited, that's in the darkness, when you see a curling rope, you misunderstand it, that it is a snake, but actually it is not the snake. Now, this conception of a snake comes where from? Unless there is a real snake, how you conceive that it is a snake? That rope is false, that's all right. That rope is not snake, but there is real snake. Otherwise, how we get the conception of the snake? Just try to follow it. Without having the real snake, you cannot get this conception of snake. Similarly, we say that this world is false or shadow. The shadow, without being the reality, how there can be possibility of shadow? If there is no reality of my hand, how the shadow of the hand can be there? So this world is temporary shadow that is accepted. But there is the real world which has no destruction. This world is destructive. It will be dissolved. Just like our body is temporary, but it will be dissolved. Anything material that has got a birth, a stay for some time, a byproduct, a growth, a dwindling, and then vanish. That is the nature. Anything, just like this body, it was born from the mother's womb at a certain time, and it is staying for some time, and the body has got some byproduct, like children. We have got some children, the byproduct. Then it is dwindling, just like I am getting older, everyone, we are getting older. And at the last, it will vanish. Similarly, the whole material world, it has a time of its appearance, it grows, it makes so many varieties of byproduct, it dwindles and again vanishes. But Bhagavad Gita gives you an information. Parastasmātubhāvanna-bhaktyā-bhaktyā-sanātana. Beyond this material world, which is subjected to these rules of six changes, there is another world, which is sanātana. Actually, there is an existence of an eternal nature, like this nature which you are experiencing. And that nature, transcendental nature, the whole Bhagavad Gita scheme is to take you back to that transcendental nature. Because you are transcendental, you are eternal, you are blissful, you are full of knowledge, now you are covered, now you have to go back to that eternal world which is full of knowledge, full of bliss. So we have to prepare in that way. That is the policy of the human life. Lord Krishna says, the vitarāga. Vitarāga, vita means one who has been able to give up this attachment. Rāga means the attachment of this material world. So here Krishna also gives us an instruction that vitarāga bhaya krodha. There are persons who are too much attached to this material activities. They are called rāga. They are in the atmosphere of rāga. And there are persons who are atmosphere of fear. Oh, again we have got to a personal life. They are afraid of personal life. They want to make impersonal everything. That is called bhaya. And the first, second and the third is krodha. They do not believe in any philosophy. Let us commit suicide. Let us annihilate all this material existence. So we have to surpass. We have to surpass these three stages of attachment and fearfulness and krodha and anger. That's like somebody commits suicide. When he is disgusted with this life, he commits suicide. That is called krodha, by anger. So we have to surpass all these stages. The Lord Krishna said, vitarāga bhaya krodha. After surpassing these three stages of life, vitarāga bhaya krodha, manamaya mām upāsita. One who is constantly conscious of me, manamaya, and mām upāsita, and accepting the center of mind, protection, mām upāsita, bhavo jñāna tapasā. There were many sages who, by culture of knowledge and, I mean, penance, bhavo jñāna pūta, are purified by that process, madhbhava madhata, they attain my superior nature. My superior nature. Just like the same example, just like putting the iron rod in the fire and the iron rod becomes hot, red hot, gets the nature of fire. Similarly, if we constantly, in Krishna consciousness, being transcendental to these stages of bhaya, fear and attachment and krodha, anger, if we put ourselves completely under Krishna consciousness, then it will be very easy to attain the superior nature of Krishna. That is the formula given here, that superior, how to attain that superior nature. Vitarāga bhaya krodha manmayā mām upāsita. That is the main thing. One has to take center of Krishna. Māmi vaja prapadyante. This very thing. Everywhere you will find this Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna is stressing on his personal feature. Māmi vaja prapadyante. Anyone who takes center of me, anyone who thinks of me, manmana bhavamad bhakta. So these things are there. Simply, we have to take up this thing, Krishna. Then everything, the whole solution is there. Jeyathāmāṁ prapadyante, next verse is, Jeyathāmāṁ prapadyante, तां सतैव भजाम्यहं मम वर्तमान वर्तन्ते मनुष्या पार्थ सर्वशः. Now Krishna says, there are three kinds of transcendentalists. What are they? The impersonalist and the localized yogi and the devotees. There are three kinds of transcendentalists. What are the impersonalists? Impersonalist means this jnani, those who are trying to understand what is Brahma and try to negative attain this material world. Neti neti, this is not Brahma. Brahma is separate from this matter. They are called jnani. And there are yogi. Yogi means those who are trying to focus all attention to the super soul which is within our heart. That is called yoga system. Yogi, jnani and bhakta, devotees. Those who are focusing all their concentration on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So these three classes of transcendentalists, they are all transcendentalists. They are not materialists. Materialists, they are concerned with this matter only. They are very much attached to lord it over this material nature and short description of the materialist. But the transcendentalist, they are above these attached people. They are detached, but they have got three conception of transcendental idea. And that is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vadanti tat tatta vidas tatyam yad jnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sardati. Tatta, tatta, the absolute truth. Absolute truth is non-dual. And that absolute truth is experienced in three ways. What are they? Now, Brahma, the all-pervading impersonal feature, Brahma. And Brahmeti Paramatmeti. Paramatmeti means the super soul. Brahmeti Paramatmeti and Bhagavaneti. Bhagavaneti means the personality of God. Now, these three conceptions of life have been analyzed in various places, and I will give you a short description. Just like the sun, you see the sun every morning. What do you see? You see the sun sign. One feature is the sun sign. Another feature is the sun disk. And another feature is, if you are able to go into the sun planet, you see something else. That we have got, have no experience of. But we can see that sun sign and the localized sun disk. But what is there within the sun planet, nobody has explained so far material science is concerned. But from Vedic literature, we have got information of the sun planet also, that there is a supreme deity which is known as the sun god. And all the inhabitants there, they have got their body of fire, and the whole planet is fiery. That is also material. There is no reason to disbelieve it, because the whole material world is composed of five elements that are inferior nature. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, ego, intellect. So the sun planet is predominated with fire. Fire is also matter. It is also material. So that as we have got experience, we can take experience from what we see daily. And as we have got three different vision of the sun, although the sun sign is spread all over the universe, you cannot accept the sun sign as important than the sun disk, localized. Which one is important? The sun sign is important, or the localized disk, the planet is important. The localized planet is important. Similarly, the impersonal feature of law, which is known as Brahma, oh, that is not very much important. You will find in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano aham pratistha. I am the source of this effulgence of Brahma. So, this is one feature. But that is transcendental. When one thinks of Brahma conception of the absolute truth, that is also transcendental. When one thinks of the localized aspect of the Supreme Truth, that is also transcendental. And when one thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is also transcendental. So here it is said, je jathamang prapadante tang sativa bhajamaham mama vatvan vatnante manushya partha sarvasa. Anywhere, any, I am to say, person who is interested in the transcendental feature of the absolute truth, they must be either this impersonalist or the localized or must be devotee of the God. So these three features are there presented of Krishna conception and how they are conceived and what are the different razors, try to explain in the next meeting. Now you can put your questions. They have to take shelter of the Vedas, just like Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya is impersonalist, and we, the Vaishnava, there are two classes of philosopher in India. One is impersonalist and the other is personalist. So we so far we are concerned, we are personalist. And Shankaracharya is impersonalist. Now, although we are two classes, impersonalist and personalist, we take Veda as the medium of knowledge. We may give different interpretation. That is another thing. But either party of Shankaracharya or the party of Vaishnava and Acharya, they take the Vedanta Sutra, the Vedanta philosophy as a medium. But Lord Buddha, although we accept him as the incarnation of God, and he was born in India, and he propagated his philosophy from India, but because he denied to accept the Vedic principle, therefore he is known as atheist. Because he, Buddha, did not accept the Vedic principle. He denied. And there was reason why he did not. That is a secret thing. That secret, because his whole philosophy was to stop animal killing. Animal killing. Now, in the Vedic scripture, you will find animal sacrifice is recommended. So, he wanted to preach, stop animal killing. Now, if there is evidence from the Vedas that animal can be killed under certain circumstances, then his whole teaching becomes doctrinal. Then he was obliged to deny the authority of the Vedas. And because he did not accept the authority of the Vedas, the Vedantists and the followers of Vedas, they call the Buddhist philosophy as atheist. This is the explanation. So, one is accepted as atheist who does not believe in the tenets of the Vedas. That is the sum and substance of atheism. It may be a sound philosophy, whatever it may be, but atheism, one who does not believe in the authority of the Vedas, they are called atheists. Yes, ma'am. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter. Matter is described as the lower nature of the Supreme Lord. And the spirit, soul, or the living entities, they are called the higher nature. Now, my present position is that I belong to the higher nature. Now I am entrapped with the lower nature. That's the whole mission of my life should be to get out of this lower nature and be installed again in my higher nature. That is the whole thing.